All right, so we have AJ Storr joining us on the show, and this is actually his second time on the show. The last time we had some technical issues and the audio got messed up. So, AJ, I appreciate you coming back on the show and running it back.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right, so my first question I got for you is tell me how you like life so far on campus. You know, Madison in the summertime, how are you liking it?
It's been pretty well. A lot of places out here, you know, a lot of good food places. The environment is always good, you know. Good to be around a lot of people that, you know, like to have, enjoy life, so.
Absolutely, and take us through what a day in your life has looked like this summer in Madison.
Weights in the morning usually. Probably get shots up before weights. Then after that, probably have a team workout, or sometimes we'll have open gym, and then probably get some food, get some lunch and stuff, come back to the gym later at night and just repeat the same thing, man, really.
Good deal. And so you chose Wisconsin over three of the four Final Four teams, UConn, Miami, San Diego State. They all were in contact with you. I believe over 30 schools were in contact with you. We're a big-time target this summer, and you chose Wisconsin. What was it about the Badgers that won you over?
Just the tradition of the Badgers, you know, they have a national championship, 1941, for people that didn't know. You know, they have a winning culture here. I like that the program is really focused on the details. I feel like the details, the little things, is what takes you above your opponent. So just all that, great coaching staff, great teammates. You know, I feel like I can fit in perfect with this team. So that's why I chose them.
Absolutely. No, I feel like you were the missing piece for Wisconsin. Watched them last year. They needed exactly what you bring to the table. And you're a high-level athlete, an athlete that Wisconsin does not see that often. And when they do, my argument is when they get a high-level athlete, those high-level athletes do well. There's a little bit of a stereotype with Wisconsin, say, oh, they play slow, whatever, don't go there if you're an athlete. But I kind of think it's the opposite. You look at Devin Harris way back in the day, Alondo Tucker, Sam Decker, Johnny Davis, all of them had great success. And Johnny Davis recently, just 2 years ago, this upcoming year will be 2 years ago, was run out for National Player of the Year. Was his success under Greg Gard used as a recruiting tool to get you over to Wisconsin, saying, hey, when we get high-level athletes, they succeed in our program?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely was. When I took my visit, they were showing me film of different, you know, players that fit my game, I guess, athletic players, players that can score on three levels. So I definitely knew that Wisconsin utilized their athletes just from watching them. So, you know, coming here was like, okay, I will go there.
Exactly. And from afar, Greg Gard seems like a pretty honest guy who's not going to overpromise to land a player. Did you pick up on that vibe? Am I right in saying that? And did that make Wisconsin more enticing?
Oh, yes, sir. You have to earn everything. There's no handouts and nothing. So put in the work, show that you're capable of, you know, using your skills the right way and helping the team, you know. And be gifted whatever coach gives you, whatever opportunity you get.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, you kind of seem like the missing piece. Like Wisconsin, you know, they won, I think, about 20 games last year. They were a decent team, but they were just missing something. And I think you're that missing piece. And was that obvious need for a player of your skill set? Did that hole that they had in the team that you could fill, did that make them more enticing?
I feel like they didn't really have a hole. They just didn't have the pieces they needed. I wouldn't call it a hole, but yeah, it definitely was intriguing. You know, having my skills and my athletic ability was something that I knew that would definitely help the team. So yeah, it was intriguing.
Sure. And you know, I look at the returning core and then adding you. And I see a lot of the experts, and I know preseason rankings, they don't matter at all, but I see like none of the experts putting you guys in the top 25. Do you think you guys are being a little underrated heading into the season?
Like you said, preseason rankings really don't matter because Once the season starts, it's going to be a whole different way. But that's it's just motivation. It's just motivation to go harder every day and just bring that energy into practice every day, bring that the mentality, the underdog mentality into practice every day.
Yeah, and and talk about that motivation. For when I look at you and the skill set you bring, the athleticism you bring, and I, you know, not to bring up Johnny Davis again, but I will. He averaged about 9 points per game his freshman year, showed a lot of great flashes. Then he had that breakout sophomore year. Do you kind of use the motivation of Wisconsin kind of being underranked, or do you have a little chip on your shoulder with people maybe not putting the respect on your name as they should be?
Yeah, I think it fits right in with my career, actually. Like, I was overlooked a lot during my career. People really didn't take my talent and use it the right way. So I just feel like Wisconsin fit in right in with my personality and just my whole basketball background. So it was a perfect fit.
Sure. And what's something in your game you think will surprise Badger fans?
The athleticism, really. I got to show it flashes of it a little last year, but not really how I'm capable of doing it, but definitely the athleticism.
Okay, and so far, based off of what you have seen in practice from your teammates, is there any teammate that you see where maybe they're going to come out and have a big year and people don't see it coming right now?
Man, it's everybody is impressing me, really. Everybody is impressing me, but if I had to choose, I can't choose. Everybody really impressing me. I'm not gonna lie. Everybody bringing their own little skill set and everything.
No, I get that. Like maybe somebody. Do you think there's somebody who maybe didn't have a big role last year, or one of the freshmen who might come onto the scene and just catch people off guard a little bit?
Definitely Gus. Gus is very tough. John is very tough. Nolan, Jack, they all bring their own little skill set to the game. You know, Gus has great footwork. His IQ is off the charts already. He haven't played a college game, but I feel like he knows the game very well. John is versatile. He's about 6'3", 6'4". Can shoot it. He actually runs the point guard position. So, yeah. Nolan, he's about 6'11", 7 foot, so shoot the ball, can handle it. And Jack is good too. Definitely good defender, brings the energy every day in practice, can shoot it. So everybody on the freshman class is really impressing me.
Good deal, good deal. And Gus Bus, I actually had him on the show a few months ago, but he's going through a total physical and a body transformation. It's been really impressive. And he still has, I don't know, like 5 more months before the season starts, 4 more months to keep getting that body ready for college basketball. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to bring to the table, especially. And so when you've been training, what have you been focusing on to make sure that you have that big breakout year next season?
It's more so of – it's definitely training too, but it's training the mind also. That's the biggest part. Just staying more dialed in, more focused on what I'm doing, giving it 100% every time. And skill-wise, I'm just working on really ball handling. Defense is all effort, but defense also just giving my effort every time. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And so, yeah, kind of pivoting just a few topics here. LeBron James, he's I believe he's your favorite player based off of social media. Is he the greatest of all time?
Hands down.
Over MJ. Why are you taking LeBron over MJ?
I take LeBron over MJ because I always ask people this. Would you rather have a person that can – MJ is more of a scorer and a defender, or would you have a person that can score, defend, rebound, great passer? People undermine his scoring, but he broke the all-time scoring record that was for 40 years. Nobody broke it for 40 years. So, if you don't like LeBron, it's just a personal thing. If you don't think he's a GOAT, kind of being biased.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. I like it. And is he still the best player in the world?
Individual player, I think he's the best team player in the world. Well, no. I got to tell you, Joker.
Joker
is the best player.
Good deal. So those are all the questions.
LeBron definitely still top five, though.
No, I agree with that. No, but I go Joker for me is head and shoulders above everybody else. I don't think there's anybody right now who's you can really make a good, compelling argument for.
But
those are all the questions I got for you. I just have one more round, a rapid fire round. So I'll give you a bunch of questions and just respond to each one in a timely fashion. That sound good?
Yep.
All right. My first question is favorite guy to match up with in practice?
Whoever has the ball.
I like it. Funniest teammate on Wisconsin?
Chucky.
Who's the best teammate you've ever had?
Ty Washington.
Toughest player you've ever had to guard?
Paulo.
Favorite moment of your freshman season?
Game winner in MSG versus Georgetown.
With seven, Curbelo to Star, AJ Star, madness at the Garden.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty amazing moment for a freshman. Not too many freshmen hit a shot like that on that stage, so that was cool to see. Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Favorite food?
Salmon.
Ooh, you know what? I respect it. I eat salmon for the health value, but I never really think of salmon for the taste. So I respect it.
No, it's good. I love salmon.
Good deal. Favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Favorite movie?
Friday.
Favorite sport outside of basketball?
Football.
Favorite musical artist?
NBA Youngboy.
Favorite city you've ever visited?
Las Vegas.
All right, two more. Favorite type of workout?
Shooting.
Least favorite type of workout?
Running.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is AJ Storr. I fully expect him to have a massive year for the Badgers this year. So, AJ, I appreciate you coming back on the show and looking forward to staying connected along the way.
No problem, man. Appreciate you for having me.